Okay, we are on 22b, Chaf Beis on the Beis, towards the bottom, not exactly at the bottom, but there's a two dots, also known as a colon, that says, Al-Kol Tzar V'Tzar Shlo Tzav Al-Tzibor, they would make some kind of fast or some kind of special davening, except for when there was too much rain, because you can't daven against the rain, right? This was the story of Chonim Agel, and how he had davened against the rain. And it was not in accordance with the Chacham said, but what can you do? You're Choni Amaga. So, okay. Tan Rabbana and the rabbis learned this, how they became rabbis. Apol Tara Shalos Teva Al Tibor Masrina Layachos Mi Rav Gishamim. It's just a repetition. It's my time, huh? What is the reason for not davening for rain? Rav Yochan Zisha In Mispal and Rav HaTova. You don't daven against the abundance of a good thing. Meaning, okay, it's not a good in its form, but it itself is a good thing. Right? You just started saying the same time to the bracha. Right? That's a bracha. You can't daven against the bracha, even if it's too much bracha. Right? So didn't we say, what was that word? That phrase, Ashesifsilchem Yomar Dai. It's going to be so much water that your lips are going to want to say enough. It's like a word that you darshan to say that. What was that? Anyways. It was a couple of few davenings ago. How do you know you don't daven for something which is a good thing, even if it's too much of a good thing? Pasuk in Malachi says, you bring the maaser to the storehouse, and it says, oh, that's what it was. We're about to say it. Yeah, it says it again. There you go. So the continuation of the pasuk says, I'm going to give you enough bracha until it's not enough, something like that. Hard to understand the process. So what is this? The Gemara asks, "My ad v'li dai." What does that mean? Amar Rami bar Rav. Ach yivlu sifso sechem ilomar dai. Until your lips are so worn out by saying enough, 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 enough. Right? There was a parallel presidential slogan that was used along those lines a couple years ago. Okay. Tanya. So Amar Rabbi. Amar Rami Bar Rav Yud, which may or may not be the same person we just quoted. It says Ubegola, and in Bavel, Masrin Aleha. In Bavel, you can ask for the good rains to stop. Why? It was even greater danger for them because they already had enough water in Bavel. It's in the lower plains, right? And therefore, the water wasn't as necessary. There wasn't as much drought there that they needed more rain. So when they got rain, it actually was sometimes very bad. Tananami hachi, which makes it sound like it's just a matter of gradations. It's not a matter of too much of a good thing you can't do. It's a matter of if too much of a good thing is a bad thing, so then you can. So tananami hachi, shana shek jamel merubin, anshe mishmash lochin, lanshe mamet. When the rains are so much in a specific year, so the people of the Mishmar are sent to the people of the Mamad. The Mamad are the people in the cities that would get together sort of a parallel service to what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash. So the people of the Mishmar in the Beis HaMikdash would go to the Mamad and they would say, Tenu einechem ba'acheichem shevagola. Go look in your davening, you know, daven towards those in Bavel, Bagola, in the exile. Shelo yeh batem kivrehem. So that they don't die where they are. This is a phrase. Where's this phrase from? There's a phrase like this, no? Yes, that's where it is. Why do we say that?
There's something about the Kohen Gadol's prayer.
Yeah. Right, tell, like the Kohen Gadol says it.
Yeah.
And he says to the people to do tshuva so that your houses don't become your burial places. Is that learned out from this? I don't remember. I think there's a connection to a different Mamar Chazal. I don't remember if it's this one.
I think there it refers to earthquakes or something like that.
Oh, yeah? It could be. Okay. Shalos Rabbi Eliezer, Ad Hechon Gesham Yardim Yispalel, Bisvalo Shalo Yardu. Until when should you daven? Until when does the rain come down that you start davening that it shouldn't come down anymore? So Amar Lehem, Kadesh Shiyamot Adam Bekeren Ofel, a specific stone of some kind, which was particularly high, vishak sheikh raglav b'mayim, and his legs are able to dip his legs in the water. This is like a very tall stone. I have a note here that basically says it's never going to happen. Yeah, presumably this is an answer, otherwise it would be in contradiction to what we said before. Is that what it means? That it's never really going to happen? Rashi says, came and Yachol Shachlish Rav Ishos Yachol Yishashav Gyatunami. Rashi doesn't say that, but that's what I have. Oh, no, he says it before. Yishach Sheikh Raglov Amaim Kolomer La'olam Amos Balin. Meaning, it's never going to happen. It's, I don't know what the stone is, but it's apparently impossible. Okay. Yeah, presumably it's a flood or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Vatanya, doesn't the Braisa say Yadav? Doesn't the Braisa, it doesn't say your hands, it says your feet. It doesn't say your feet, it says your hands, which is much higher. So the Gemara says, Raglav Kiyadav Kamina. Meaning what? That your hands are like your feet are like your hands. What does that mean? All right, I think it just means it's very high. Doesn't matter. Yeah, okay, they're the same thing. You can reach down with your hands or you can reach down with your foot. Okay, I'm a rabbi, but Rechana Lizi Chazeli, Karenov, I saw this stone. Dikam Hahutaya Kiras of Gamla Venakit Rum Chabiade. I saw this one guy. Taya is like is an Arab, I think. I saw this Arab, and he was riding on a donkey, and he took a spear. Where do I know the word Romach Biado from? Romach Biado, maybe Pinchas, I think it says, Romach Biado. Mischazi Iniva. And he was riding, when he was riding on the donkey, and he held the spear, he was able to, he looked like a small person. Mischazi Iniva is an ant?
A worm.
He looked like a worm. Stone was so big. Right. On a donkey,
low,
with a spear.
Even with a spear sticking up, looked like a worm.
Yeah, okay, it's a very, very big boulder. So, Tana Rabbana, Natat Kishmech Bitam, the Pasuk says, I'm going to give you your rain at the right time. This is, I believe, the beginning or the precursor to the Klalos in Bichukosai. So, Natat Kishmech Bitam, Lo Shikora, that it shouldn't be drunk, meaning there shouldn't be too much rain. And also not too little rain. Ella Benonis, a nice middle of the road kind of rain. She calls around Shakasham Rubin, Mitasha Shinasa Aretz. It makes the ground very muddy, I guess. The animals see a peros, and therefore the ground can't produce fruit. Dover Acher, or any kind of vegetation, I assume. Dover Acher, alternatively, onto Ardaf. V'itam, what does it mean? In their times. Velele Revios. In the times of that first rain, right? The early period of the rainy season. And on the Shabbos nights, I assume when people aren't going to work. That's what happens in times of Shimon Meshetach. Until Kichlayos, until the wheat became as big as kidneys. Okay, I didn't know exactly. My Gemara doesn't even try to explain what that means. But it means that they swelled up so much from all the rainwater. It was Se'orim Kigar'ine Zaysin. And the barley was like the seeds of olives. Okay, I guess that's big. V'adashim Kidinare Zahav. And the lentils were as big as gold coins. What? Dinar is a what? Which is a coin, no? Yeah. V'tsaru Mehem Dugma L'doros. And they made an imprint of it to show the future generations, to show them how much a sin can cause the plants to not be as swelled up as possible. Very interesting concept. That Shimon Meshetach's generation was so great that all their produce was so big that they wanted to preserve it in some way to show their future generations. It sounds a lot like the Tzinsenes Haman, right? In the Beit Hamikdash, they had a jar that was full of man for the future generations. To tell them, if you keep the Torah, this is what we can get. Shnemar avonoseichem hitu eile v'chatoseichem manu hatov mikem. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that your sins have swayed you, and your other types of sins prevented you from getting the good.
Wednesday evening?
Oh. I understood Revi'iyos to be the first part of the rainy season. You're saying that it's the Wednesday. Wednesday and Friday night. Okay. I did not see that coming. I didn't even look at my Gemara. I just read the words. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. But what's Wednesday got to do with anything? That was the bracha of Vid Gula Rov, the Karef Aras, maybe? Tuesday? Oh, going into the Wednesday. The night of Wednesday. Yeah. There's some reason why people didn't go out on Tuesday night. It says here, based on Gemara, I'm stuck. I don't remember that Gemara. Apparently, yeah, on Wednesday night, on Tuesday night, it was particularly dangerous because of, the spirits that were out. Okay, not sure. Shabbos, obviously, because people aren't out there. Okay. V'chein matinu may hordos. Well, what's the timing, though? There's a time period of that. It says the best time is when there's... Maybe that's referring to the early season, like I was saying. I don't know. Maybe it was, yeah, okay. Not too far off. This is Herod. But Herod was building the Beis HaMikdash, or renovating the Beis HaMikdash, I think more exact. And the rain came down. The wind came, blew away the clouds. And the sun came out. And the people went to their work. And they understood that this Beis HaMikdash was worthwhile, it was justified, because Hashem was clearly taking care of them. He gave them the rain in the time that they weren't going to be out there, and it wouldn't ruin their work. Okay, Ma'asa Sheshachol L'choni Ma'aga. Right, so now we're talking about Choni Ma'aga. I guess there's a similar story about Choni, or a more expanded version. Tana Rabbanan Pam Achaz Yatzer Rov Adar. Most of Adar came, Lo Yardu G'shamim. They didn't have any rain. Sheshachol L'choni Ma'aga. They said, Hispalu V'yardu G'shamim. Right, the daven for us, Choni. Hispalu V'yardu G'shamim. The rain didn't come. Ug, Uga, right, I love that phrase. He circled a circle. He made a circle. V'amar v'silcha, and he stood in front of Keder Sha'asa Chabakuk Hanavi, just like Chabakuk had done. I don't remember that story, but apparently he did. Shenemar al Mishmarti Amodav Yaskasva al Matsor. It doesn't say exactly a circle, but he stood in his place. They're interpreting this to mean that he made a circle with the word Matsor. Okay, Amar Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam Panach Hasam Upneim Alai. They looked upon me to do their bidding. She'ani Keben Bayis Lefanecha, because I'm as if I'm a Ben Bayis by you, whatever that means. I always find speak to you and get what I need. And therefore Nishpani B'Shulcha Agor She'ani Zaz Mikan Ashe Trach Ma Benecha. I'm not going to leave here until you have mercy on your children. His Chiluk Shem is Natsin. It started to drip. Amar Lo Tamid of Rabbi. We want to see you and not die, meaning it's not enough. I assume that's what it means. Kidumin anu shengsham yordan. It looks like the rain's not even falling. It's just in order to sort of fulfill the vow that you made that you're not going to leave, meaning it's not good enough. It's just good enough to be yosei. Right, so you did it. Hashem gave us the rain, but just to fulfill what you said. So Omar, lo kach sha'asi Hashem. This is not what I asked for. El gishmi boros shich lamaros. You got to fill up all the cisterns and the pits and the caves. Yardu bizaf. Then it came down really hard. Asher kol tifa v'tifa klon chamim chavis. Every single drop was as big as a barrel. Can't even imagine that. V'shiru chacham she'ein tifa p'chusim milo. And the Chacham said, as if we need a machlokes about this, that not every drop was not less than a log. Okay, that sounds like it's less than a barrel, but okay. Amru lo tamidav. So the student said, Rebbe, reinuch v'lo namos. We want to see you and not die. It's like it's not real rain. It's coming to destroy the world. Give me rain of blessing and of favored rain. Okay, yardu ketiknan she'alu kol ha'am lahar abayis m'nei ha'gishamim. It rained down properly and nicely until the entire people had to go up to Har Abayis to avoid the puddles, I guess. So Amar lo, the Talmidim then said back to Choni, Rebbe, k'shem she'ispadalta she'erdu, kach yispalal v'yelchu lahem. Just like you daven for them to come, you should daven for them to stop coming. Which is not like we had said before, right? We had said before Choni had done that himself, and the Chacham didn't like it, but they said, we can't disagree with you because you're Choni. So here it says, Amr Lahem, he says to them, Kach mekublani, she'en mispalin arov hatova. You don't stop, you don't daven for something to stop, a good thing to stop.
Maybe this was an episode when he learned his lesson.
You think this is the second time it happened? Okay, I don't know.
It's a bit of a different
thing. Yeah.
The same story.
Afa pichen havili parhoda. Even though that's the case, even though really I shouldn't daven for things to stop, because it's really bad, so then bring me a par that I can bring a carbon toda, and that's going to stop the rain, I guess. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what that means. Havilo, let's see what happens. Havilo parhoda. Samach shiyadav alav amar lefanav. We can't do with too much good or too much bad. You were angry at them, they wouldn't be able to endure. If you gave them too much, so then also you should stop the rain and there should be enough for the entire world. So the winds came, blew away the clouds, and the sun shone, and the people went out to the fields, and they brought him. What are these?
They brought to truffles.
Truffles and mushrooms. Two different kinds of mushrooms. Those grow in the rain. Oh, I've heard that truffles need a lot of water. That's true. I've heard that before. I don't know how quickly they can be grown, though.
Well, just now, in my if your garden starts to put mushrooms up overnight,
yeah.
It's
a sign there's a lot of water underneath.
The good sign that you have a healthy garden,
everything's
fine. It's sun.
Okay.
But it's fine, it's good. This is a sign
right.
That the truffles are special.
Right, yeah, apparently truffles are good. I don't like the taste of truffles, but apparently it's a delicacy. Okay, interesting. Continuation of the story that we're familiar from before. I would excommunicate you if you were in Choni for davening such a thing. That in the times of Eliyahu, he had the key of rain. What does that mean? Because what? You swore to Hashem you're not gonna leave the circle unless it starts raining. I don't know what that means. Practically, it means basically you did good, even though I told you not to. Even though you shouldn't have stopped for the end of it. Hashem Meshatach is saying this to Choni Hamada. Right. I mean, I don't know exactly how the words are fit into that with Eliyahu Hanavi and the key.
Well,
I'm not
together. They went a long time.
Yeah.
I'm
not 100% sure. But either way, yeah. Exactly.
He didn't pray for an end.
Right. So I'm not sure. Not exactly sure what the Eliyahu connection is.
Well, I guess you, like Eliyahu, have the keys of rain. I guess that's where the similarity.
And Eliyahu didn't ask for the stopping of rain, and you did. Yeah, he had a drought. Right. Okay, so you both had a similar power in your hands, and you sort of relinquished the power because you told them to stop the rain. What should I do? You did the wrong thing. He still did what you wanted. He said, "Father," like a child said to his father, "Bring me to the bathhouse to wash up." And then he said, "Shatzein b'tonei." And then he said, "To wash me in the cold water." Give me different types of nuts and afarsikim are peaches and pomegranates. And almonds, and he gave it to him. I guess the point is that the child was very bothersome to the father, and the father still did everything for him.
The explanation here is that what Shimon ben Shetah thought he did wrong was, first of all, he addressed God very disrespectfully.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have created a situation of Chilul Hashem, because, you know, this hadn't happened. I mean, if he hadn't been granted.
Right.
The rain. I mean, it's just a very good
position. You're saying being so adamant about it.
I will just back up by saying first that Elisha took an oath that no rain would fall.
Right.
So he, that was, you know, big, quite a big thing. And then he was given to people to bring it back.
Okay. Similar.
Rashi says that either Honey's oath not to move into the circle until there was rain or the divide. Then rain would have been, even those, if either one of those had been shown to be false,
would have been a Chilul Hashem. Right. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Ma shalchu b'nei lishkas chagazis l'choni ma'ago. What did the people of the Sanhedrin send to Choni? Pasuk says in Iyo, v'sigzar omer v'yakum lach v'yad derachecha naga or. This is how we darshan it. V'sigzar omer, what does that mean? I thought gazar tzmi l'mata. You decreed from the ground, from the earth, that it should, that the rain should come. And it says, V'yakam lach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim amirachem la'ala. And Hashem fulfilled it from above. V'yadrachecha naga'or means, Dor shahaya afel. In a generation, which was dark, He'arta b'sfilascha, you made it light, naga'or. You made it light with your davening. Then the pasuk continues, I assume, or the next pasuk says, "Ki hishpilu v'atomer gave geva," which means "Dor shayashafel," a generation that was low down. "Higbato b'tfilascha," you lifted it up with your davening. "Shach einayim yoshia," the pasuk says also there, "Dor shashach." I don't know what that means. They were bowed down, maybe. Bavono, something like that. Shach like hishtach avai, I guess. But they were down in their sins. "Hoshat b'tfilascha," you saved them with your davening. Okay, the pasuk also says, the next pasuk says, Yimalad Inaki b'nimla b'vor kabecha. Yimalad Inaki means Dor Shalohay Inaki, a generation that was not clean, that was not innocent. Inaki, milatito b'tfilascha, you saved them, they were able to escape with your davening. B'nimla b'vor kabecha. And that means milatito b'mase yadecha b'rurin. And you were able to help them escape with your innocent words, with your clean or clear words. Amr b'yochanan kol yom ha'shayos l'tzadik, in the times of Choni Magal, hayim etzdar al mikra zeh, they were worried about this one pasuk. What pasuk? Shiva ma'as v'shiv Hashem, as shiva asina hayim k'cholmim, right, as the book, like Dreamers, much better title in Hebrew, k'cholmim, that as we say before benching. What does it mean when the people come back to Zion, they're like dreamers? So Amar, mi'ika da denayim shivin shanim b'chelma. Is there someone that could sleep for so long in a dream that it would be 70 years between the two of us in Mikdash? Yom achad hava alza ba'orcha. One day, there was a person walking on the way. Choni ma'agal. Chazi l'gavra to have a natza charuva. He saw a person planting a carob tree. Amar le'ay hayad kama shin time. How many years do you plan, you know, do you plan on sticking around? You know, that this, how many years is it going to take for this carob to actually, this tree to actually produce carobs? So Amalei, Shivan Shanin takes about 7 years. Amalei, Pshitalach, the Chai is Shivan Shanin. Is it so clear to you that you're going to live for so long? Amalei, hi, Gavra, this person said back, Tachoni, Alma Becharuva Ashkachte, that I found a world which had carob trees.
Oh,
that were already grown when I came into the world. Because my parents or grandparents planted those trees. Shasli nami livrai. So I'm also planting for my children. Beautiful imagery. So Yosef kai karach rifta. Right. Yeah. Right, like a vision or a hope. Yeah, exactly.
There's an interesting thing here about the carob trees in 70 years.
Yeah.
Normally, they grow fruit within 68 years, but one explanation is that carob trees are male and female.
Mm.
And
it takes some years for the cross pollination.
Not fruit at all, but after 60 or 70 years, male trees become androgynous and can bear fruit. When it's planted, you don't know which it is.
Really?
You don't know whether it's male or female. Presumably, if you're planting a seed, you don't know whether it's male or
that
female.
That is so interesting.
And so, therefore, it's possible when you're planting, you say, this might not bear fruit for 6 years.
Right. Okay, interesting. Interesting note. Okay. Yosef Karach Rifta. Choni Magal sat to eat bread. Okay. With this person, I guess. Asali Shinta. And he fell asleep. Nim, he fell, Asale Shinta, I guess he got tired and then he fell asleep. Ahad, yes, exactly. Ahad Jalei Mishun Nisa, that something went around him, like a stone or something. Okay, Ikasame Eina, and no one could see him. Vinim Shib Mishanim, and he slept for 70 years. He came when he got up. Chazilahu gavra to have a kamalake minayu. He saw someone taking the caribs off the tree. So Amrale atu dishisalte. Are you the one that planted this tree? So I'm like, no, Bar Breyana, I'm his grandson. Amrale shnaminat inaymi shivishana. I must have been asleep for 70 years. This is the equivalent of looking at the newspaper and seeing the date, right? And every back to the future or whatever it is. He went back to his, I think this means his donkey, but I don't know how his donkey lived for 70 years. What? What's chamare? Doesn't the word chamare mean a donkey?
Choni saw his donkey, to which had been born several generations. He saw his donkey,
Had already sired.
Yil yida lei ramche. Okay, so it's not that he literally saw his donkey? Or he did see his donkey. He saw that his donkey had a lot of kids. Okay, he saw that his donkey had a lot of kids. Okay. Also, they say, he went to his house. Amar Lahu, he said to them, Bray Dechoni Hama'agel Mikayim. Right, it's any son of Choni alive. So Amar Lahu, they said, Bray Lesa, Bar Bray Yisa. They don't know, he doesn't have a son alive. He has his grandson alive. Amar Lahu, Ana Choni Hama'agel. He says, I'm Choni Hama'agel. Lohim Nuhu. They didn't believe him. They went to the Beis Medrash. Shem Inhu Rabbanan the Ka'amri. They heard the rabbi saying, "Nihiran Shmaisesin Kibishnei Choni Ma'agel." That our learning is as clear, and I guess elucidated as it was in the times of Choni Ma'agel. That's how great it is. So he had a Isle of Beis Medrash when he actually got into the Beis Medrash. Kol Kushin Tavelu Harbanan. When he ever came to the Beis Medrash and all the rabbis had these questions, have a mafarik lehu, he was able to answer every single one of them. So Amar lehu, Choni said to the people, wait a second, that's me, you're talking about me. Ananihu. Elohim nihu, they didn't believe him. Lo avdil yikarikim debayilei, they didn't give him the honor that he was deserving, because they didn't think that he was actually Choni Ma'agel. Cholash da'ate, he got so upset, bayirachme, he asked for mercy, umis, and he died. What an end to the story. What do we need to know this for?
You know, something just occurred to me that I've never heard before. It's in my own tradition.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we had this whole discussion about is it possible to have too much rain,
good,
too much blessing?
Yeah.
So can you pray to the end for the end of blessing?
Uh-huh.
And so it's a controversy. So most people consider life a blessing.
Okay.
Life is a great blessing. Is it possible to have
too much life? Okay, so you're saying this is in accordance to that Gemara. Well, sort of.
Does the Gemara then contain
It's not a. He's saying the juxtaposition is the drasha. Yeah, meaning the connection to the rain.
Yeah,
right.
I get it.
Right.
Isn't that like if you have so much rain that you're.
Yeah, I hear the drasha. I like it. It's good. Amar Rav Hainu Damrishi over Chusa. Oh, Chavrusa, oh, Mizusa. Give me a friend or give me death. Who cares for liberty? Give me a friend or give me death. Right, so that's another drasha with the word Chavrusa is an interesting word. Rish Lakish. Yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah. What are they? Right. There's no need for life anymore. Fascinating famous story. So Abba Chilkiah, another story. If you didn't already know, we were going to have some stories today from the length of the daf. Abba Chilkiah, Barbara Jechoniyama Agal Haba. He was the grandson of Choniyama. By the way, I don't know how we don't know. How did we figure this out that was Choniyama Agal? We have this Mesorah, right? Someone's got to be there. Someone's got to, you know, survive to understand that was Choni. They didn't have dental records. How do we figure this out that was Choni? And yet, no one believed him.
One wonders, you know, weren't they wondering about his mysterious disappearance?
Right. What happened? Yeah. I don't know. Anachilkiya Barbara Drechonia Magal have a chimitrichamu litra. And when the world needed rain, have a mishajri Ravana Lagabe, they sent it to him. And he asked Abba Chilkiah asked for rain. Vasimishra and rain came Zimnachad at one time. Israchamu Mitra. Then the entire world needed another time. Shadarabana Zugo Drabana Lagabe. Then they sent a couple of rabbis to him. We mean by Rachman, didn't they say Mitra? Okay. Is the same thing happening twice? Am I missing something? Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, we're talking about the same exact story twice, right? First time it needed rain, they sent it to him and he brought rain. Second time, Zimnachad, another time, they needed rain, they gave it to him. I guess it's the same thing.
I think the first one is saying, in general, they would do it.
Oh, okay.
Now this is a particular
one. Now it actually is happening. Okay. I'm sure the Ravana Zuka, the Ravana Lagabe, they sent a couple of rabbis to him. Mivar Rachman, the Nesa Metra. Azul Beis, they went to his house. They couldn't find him. Azul Badavra. They went to the field. Vashkechu, the Havakar Rafik. They found him. What does that mean?
Hoeing?
Okay. Yavule Shalama. They said, hey, how you doing? He didn't give them a nice turn with the face. But Panya, when it came later that day, he have a menaket tive when he was sort of gathering up the sticks. Dara tive umari b'chad kasva, glim b'chad kasva. He had the sticks on one shoulder and he had his shirt on the other shoulder. Kula orcha lo saimisane. He never put any shoes on. When he got to the water, he put shoes on. When he got to the road with a lot of thorns, he picked up his clothing so that they wouldn't get ruined. I think we've seen this sort of like as a mushroom before. Like the clothing you can't repair, but the skin's going to repair itself. Somebody, didn't we see it like once in the Gemara? Anyways. When he got to the actual town, his wife went out to greet him, and she was all dressed nicely. And he's got his shirt and he's got all his clothes all different places. She went in first, and then he went in. Okay. Vahadar Aili Rabbanan. And then the rabbis came in. They sat and they had bread. He did not say to them that they should eat with him. Halag rifta liyinuke. He took half the bread and gave it to his child. The kashisha chada. He gave some to his older child. Lazutra tre. To to his younger child, he gave two. Okay, what's going on? Amar Leila Dvisu, he said to his wife, Yadana Drabban Mishim Mitrakosu, I know that these rabbis came for rain. Nisak Igra. Let's go up to the roof. And let's ask for rain. Ask for mercy. Probably without their knowing. Afshar Dmizrat Dmirate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yesi Mitra. It's possible that Hashem sees favor in our davening and he'll bring. And thereby, we won't bring any pride to ourselves, any haughtiness to ourselves, any attention, because it wouldn't be because of us. No one would know. Saku Igra, they went to the roof. Come Ihu Bechada Zavisa, V'i Bechada Zavisa. They went to each different corners of the roof. Sounds like Yitzhak and Rivka almost. Kadim Saluk Anani Mehach Zavisa Zavisu. And the clouds came from the corner that she was davening in. I don't know how the rabbis don't see them going on the roof, but okay. Sounds like they were waiting all day. He finally comes, you're going to take your eye off him, okay? They had like an enclosed private roof, which is why it says corners. Okay. Hinachas Amar Lehu, when Abba Chilka came down from the roof, Amar Lehu, he said to the rabbis, Amayos Nerban, what do you happen to be doing here? So Amar Lehu, Shadulei Rabbanu Lagabi Demar Lemi by Rachmi Amitra, we came for you to ask for rain. So Amar Lehu, Baruch HaMakom Shalohis Rechizchem Abba Chilka. Right, Baruch Hashem, you didn't need the rain, the davening of Abba Chilkiah, because here the rain is already falling. Amrulei, Yadin and Mitra Machmas Marhu Dasa. We know it's because of you. You can't pull one over on us. We know it was you. So Ella Lemalan Mar Hani Mile Dismialan. So instead of you asking for rain, how about you tell us, you know, a good shtickle Torah? Tell us what's going on. Maybe something like that. Right, tell me why you did all that stuff. Yeah, good. My time, Kiyav Nilor Shalama, why is it that you didn't Kiyahivna Lamar Shalama Lo Asperlan Mar Pape? Why didn't you say hi? Armalu, Schir Yom Have, I was working. Amina Lo E Pagar. And I said to myself, that I don't want to ipagar, I guess, you mean like fraudster? Deprive, okay. I'm being paid by the hour, so I'm not going to sit around and use up my time talking to you. I don't want him to pay me for that kind of thing. Right. The real reason was, at least until now, we thought it was because he didn't want them to ask him to daven for rain. Now he's, I don't know if he's making these up or these were actual reasons in addition to that. Umay time, Dara Mar Tive Achar Kasba, Achad Kasbe, Uguma Achad Kasbe. Why should you put six on one and the clothing on the other? Amr Lahu, Tala Shu'ula Haisa. It was a borrowed cloak. Lahachi Shale, Lahachi Lo Shale. I said that I'm going to use it for working. Right, not for my sticks. Not for the sticks, and therefore I didn't want to misrepresent what I was using it for. So my time, kula orcha lo sain mar masane v'chimas v'maya sain masane. Why did you only put your shoes on at the water? Armalu kula orcha chazina. I saw the whole path on dry land. V'maya lo kachazina, and I didn't see that there was going to be water, and therefore I could make it without shoes when I'm walking on dry land. But I can't see what's underneath the water, and therefore I had to put on shoes, lest I get hurt, or something bites me or something. I have to put shoes on. So my time, why is it that when you came to this place of thorns, you picked up your pants? This is what I was saying before, that ultimately the skin is going to heal, but my clothing is not going to heal. And therefore, I'd rather rip up my skin than my clothing. So my time, why did your wife come out all dressed up and adorned? She didn't want me to look at any other woman. Interesting. My time, why did she go in first? Why did you go after? And then we came afterwards. Because you, I'm not sure about you. And therefore, I didn't want you to look at my wife. And therefore, she went in first, then me, and then you after me.
She didn't want them to be alone.
To be alone, okay. Right. Okay. Why didn't you tell us to have bread? I didn't have enough bread. And I don't want to. I don't want you to owe me anything. I didn't invite you. So my time, why did you give your older child a half and then, or one piece, and you gave your younger child two pieces? This one, the older one, is in the house all day, and he can eat while he's at home. But the other one is still, learning in the shul. And he'll come home later, so I have to give him more food to replenish his body. My time now that we're talking, why don't you tell me what happened with those clouds? Why did the clouds come on that side of the house where your wife was davening, and then only afterwards did it come from your side? Because she's always by the house, and therefore when a Yahava Riftal Aniya Mikarva Hanayasay, that when a poor person would come, she would always give him the bread that he needed. And therefore she's always quicker. Her prayers are answered quicker because she provides the food quicker. Okay. I give people money and they can't enjoy the stuff yet because they have to go buy it. There were these fools. I don't know how you translate that. Okay. Troublemakers that lived in our city. I asked for them to die. And she asked that they do tshuva. And they did tshuva. This is like another story of a wife who tells her husband like this, right? Bruria said this to Rabbi Meir in Gemara Brachos, right? Famous Gemara, which we said this morning. Yitamu chata'im in ha'aretz, not chotim in ha'aretz. So this morning, Baruch Inashi, we said that pasuk. Same thing that... Not necessarily. If that was better, so then he would have done that too. I think what it's saying is that you're rewarded in the same way that you did your deed. So his deed, not necessarily was wrong, it's just in the way that he did it, it took longer to get the... Right, slower to accomplish. So through the rain came quicker for her. But yeah, interesting question. Hanan Hanechba. I guess we're done with that story. Hanan Hanechba. Bar Brate Dechoni Ma'agal Hava. Hanan, what Nechba? Is he hidden somewhere? I know, but what's his name? Nechba. Oh, the Gemara is going to explain it. Okay. So this Hanan was the son of the daughter. So grandson, but not Ben Achar Ben. It's the same generation as who were we just talking about? What was his name? Abba Chilkiah. So the same generation, but I guess, maybe Abba Chilkiah died already. So when they needed rain, they would go to him. Hold on. Have a mishadri rabbanu yinuke de bei rav. Specifically, a child from Rav's base measures to him. V'nakdi lei b'shipule glime. And those children would sort of hang on Hanan's cloak. V'amru lei, he said, Abba, Abba, havlan mitra. Father, Father, bring us rain. Not exactly the nicest hashkafic phrasing. But Amr l'snei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Okay, good. There you go. That's exactly my point, yeah. Give the rain for the people. You bring the rain for these kids that don't understand the difference between a father that gives rain and a father that doesn't give rain. Right? The Seres HaDibros, we know that Seres HaDibros, five of the first five are for Ben Alma Makom, the second five are Ben Alma Chavero, except for number five is a tricky one, which is Kavidis Avich Ve'esimecha. It's on the first five. It should be Ben Alma Makom. So the Ramban famously says that we connect to our fathers, our parents, in order so we can connect to Hashem. They write so that we get a sort of cognizant, a parallel to what fatherhood is like. We connect to Hashem better here. So these kids had not yet understand the difference. Okay. Why do they call him Hanan the hider? Because he would hide himself in the bathroom. Okay. How often did this happen? Yeah, right. You hide in the bath, okay? Yeah, right. Okay, we call him the hider. Okay. Armalay Rabbi Zirkler of Safra. Tell Chazi, Ma ben Takif ele Arad Yisrael, Chasidei de Bavel. What's the difference between the righteous people of Eretz Yisrael and the righteous people of Bavel? Chasidei de Bavel, Rav Hunar Rav Chista. Those are Rav Hunar Rav Chista from Bavel. Ki have a mitzrich Alma Mitra. Amri Nikanef Hadadei v'nibay Rachamei. They would say to each other, let's get together and let's daven together. Avshat the Mirat say, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yisrael Mitra, maybe Hashem's going to like what we're davening and they're going to bring rain. Okay. They needed two people together, I guess. Takif is Arad Yisrael, Kagon Rabbi Yonah Avuha, to Rabbi Mani. Okay, Rabbi Yonah was the father of Rabbi Mani. Kav Mitra Cham Mitra, Hava Ayla Beisiv Armalei. Havali Gualki Ve'ezel Ve'ezeli Bezuzah Ibura. Bring me sacks and I'll go buy some grain, for a zuz worth of grain, which is right now expensive. And then he did that so that they wouldn't know that he went to go daven first. That he was like getting them away. He would tell his kids to go do that, so they would all leave, and then he would daven. He would go and stand in a low place, like it says in Tillim. Used to be the shuls were built like this. I don't know if you remember, like they had like little pits that the chazan would go down into. You know that?
Yeah.
You ever seen that? Yeah, in Baltimore, there's a shul like that still has it. Okay, so you go down into a lower level. And he would stand in a modest place, in a covered place, in the kasha sack of Bayrachame, and then he would cover himself in a sack in a sackcloth or whatever.
He was holding
it? Okay.
Yeah, he asked for the sack. Give me my sack and I'll go buy grain, but instead he's using it.
Gotcha. Okay, so he's using it as sort of like fill up this bag, I guess. But us Dimitri and the rain came. You have us the base say when he got it back to his house. Amrle, Aisu Marmi Ubura. Did you bring the grain that you wanted to buy? So Amrlehu Amina, they asked him. Amina Hova Asamitra Hashtarevach Ama. Ravach Ama, now that the rain has come, I assume that the plants will be fine. I don't need to bring back. I didn't need to buy any grain. Okay, you got a gun. It's late. Okay. Visu Rabbi Mani Bere. V'su, Rabbi Mani Berei, habu kametzare lei b'dvei nesia. Rabbi Mani, his son, was once being pained by the, what does that mean, pained? What does that mean, pained? Persecuted. They were making fun of him, harassed, okay? V'ishtatach al kivradavua. And they were playing on the grave of his father. Amar lei. Oh, he davened. Okay, fine. So Amar Lei, he says, Abba, Hani Misarili, they're bothering me. Yom Achad Hava Kachaf Li Hasam. One time, the people, these officers that were making fun of him, found him there, on the grave. V'in Kud Kara Desus Vasayu. And the horse's legs were stuck. Okay. Ad the Kabilo Ayo the Lok come in Sarah until they agreed that they weren't going to make fun of him anymore. Okay. The Surah Mena Havashik come into Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. He was learning by Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Eliashiv. Amar Lei Asire Debechami Kamasaru Li. The wealthy people of my father in law's house are persecuting me. So Amar, so he said, Rabbi Yitzchak said back to him, Lianu, they should become poor. Vianu, and they became poor. Amar ka dachkuli, they're still they're bothering me now because now they want me to pay them things. So Amar Liyatra, they should become wealthy. Viyatra, and they became wealthy. So what do you gain? So Amar Lo Mikavlo Alai in Shibesi. They're not getting along together. Him and his wife were not loving each other. Amar Le Mashma, what's her name? Chana. So he says, Tiyasi Chana. I guess he wasn't attracted to his wife, something like that. So he said, okay, so she should become beautiful. Vinis Tiyafis, and she became beautiful. Amar Le, come in me Gandra Alai. She's now saying that she's so much better than me because she's so beautiful. So Amar Le, Ihachi. Tachzor Chana La Shachrurista. She should go back to not being, she should go back to being ugly. And she became ugly again. Okay, you can be careful what you ask for, I guess. Hanu Tre Talmide, to have a comment, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Eliashiv. There were two students, Amrulei, Nibai Marach Me'olan, Nich Kim Tuva. You know, let us be very wise. Amrulehu, Imi Haisav Shlachtia. I can't do that because it was within my power to do it. But now, it's not within my power anymore. Okay. So those are some of the tzaddikim of Eretz Yisrael, I guess. Those were all the types of people that could do unbelievable things in Eretz Yisrael. Let's at least try to get on to what? I'm good not to. Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll do the best we can to get through these daffin. These are unbelievable daffin. All right. Shkarach, have a good week.